was standing at the homestead, the 80-acre homestead of Kate Slaughterback, Rattlesnake Kate, and I'm with Ernie Adamson, her adopted son, and he's going to tell me a little bit about the area.
Well, this is the, I guess it's still called the BB Canal, and it runs across the bottom of the homestead, and this is within a half a mile of where she killed the snakes, right out across there.
So a little bit to the northeast is where she killed the snakes.
Right.
So there's a lake up over there.
Well, there was then, anyway. I haven't been over in, really in there for a while. This is the ditch that, if the horse would have reared, got loose, that he would have had to cross. It didn't have a bridge in days.
So I see.
I probably wouldn't have made it across the canal.
Because the horse would have started running towards home then.
Yeah, right.
Huh.
And this place right here is where they lived at that time.
Across the road then.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That
picture. So north of the road is where she was living at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where the pictures was taken that of the snakes and the.
I see. Okay. And then it was later, after she and Jack
separated,
that he gave her 80 acres of the original 400 that he had in the area.
Owned all this ground. They had their house back over in there.
Where that grove of trees is?
Yes. Well, no, it
isn't
that far, but it's right back over in there. Some of the Nicholses live there now.
Okay. And you still own the 80 acres?
No. No, I sold it. After Kate passed on, I sold it and divided the money with my boys. She wanted the boys to have it.
Okay.
But they were town kids. They didn't want to come out in the country. So I figured the best thing to do was just sell it, and the boys got to start that way. So.
Now, the farm that you still retain the interest in, then, is the adjacent property?
No,
or
it's about a mile and a half down 41.
I see.
From the four-way school there.
I see. And you, that was a part of a farm that Kate had originally owned, or did you buy that?
Kate bought it when we moved. We lived down on the Box Elder Creek, and then we bought that place.
I see.
Kate actually bought it.
And how many acres?
160.
So you have a quarter section over there?
Yes.
Now, on this bridge, in the photographs in the early 1950s, this is where Kate was posing with her dress on.
Right.
That she had, and where she was wrapping her arms around her, the back of her head, to show her physique and all of that.
This is the very same spot, not the same bridge. They rebuilt the bridge, but it was right here.
Okay. So you said that as a child you had no running water in your house at all.
Oh,
you
no.
Lived on either of the places.
That's
so this is where you took your bath. You
came
down here and showered.
Right. Kept the skeeters. I had the standard water to keep the skeeters
off. That's right. Makes good sense.
We never did have water in this house. It was just a pump outside and carried it in.
I see.
Mom was pretty... Well, I don't know what you would say. She didn't want even a phone. When the phone line came through, we couldn't get her to put one in the house, and never did get it hooked up for electricity. She did finally, the last few years, had a phone so we could call and see if she was doing all right. But she never did get electricity. She says, I'm not paying a dime. Well, I don't know how she put it, but anyway, she wasn't going to pay a dime a glass for water. She figured it would cost that much.
Oh, boy. So she just used kerosene lamps then for
kerosene
her,
lights,
her light.
Yeah, and carried in the water. And you know, it would have been really nice if she would have had a little electricity and could have had an ice box and a few things. But what, she kept her goat milk and her goat butter and stuff down in the well on a rope that kept it cool.
And that was the way she preferred to live, clear until her death.
Right.
Now, the story you were telling me a little earlier about someone had delivered a 5-gallon jar of water to her from Fort Lupton, and
right.
she got an, got in an argument with a person. Is that right?
Yes.
And tossed it back at him?
Well, he set it out, just set it on the ground, and after the had their little set-to, he took off and just left the water setting outside.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to take it in the house, so she proceeded to lift 5 gallons of water for 73-year-old lady. Wasn't too good, you know. She mm-hmm. was probably mad and just grabbed it up anyway. Anyhow, that's what started the... She's pulled something loose inside, I don't know. So they operated on that. Mm-hmm. And then she lived out here on this dumb farm and never ate very good, just like goat milk and a few eggs and a little bit of food. So then when she, after the operation, she was all right. So they started feeding her too heavy of food, I guess. I don't know. But anyhow, her bowels locked up, and so they had mm-hmm. to operate again because they just let it go mm-hmm. so long. And mm-hmm. her poor old heart just wouldn't take 2 operations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Well, it's a beautiful area out here. Beautifully clear day today.
Isn't it a nice day outside?
It's gorgeous. Now, yeah. Some of the photographs in the 1950s and the late 1960s, were they taken by that shed over there?
Yes.
Where you see a part of the roof caving in?
Yes. That's okay. The old cow barn, and that's where that horned owl
That barn owl, or uh-huh. horned owl, came yeah. and stayed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was there a cellar up over here that she used, or was that closer to her house?
No, that
Did she have a cellar?
Something that was put there later. I don't know what it is.
I see. And her mailbox used to be right out here then along the road.
Yes.
Did you take that down and save that?
No. Took it down and, well, I couldn't take all that stuff back to California, so we had a little auction at Keensburg.
Mm.
And that mailbox and some of her furniture and stuff sold.
You
over
sold,
there.
I mm-hmm. see. Okay. Well, should we go on down and look at some of the other
okay.
things?
All right.
Okay. We're now standing in front of the house that Kate lived in until her death, and it's located on the south side of the road. And Mr. Adamson is going to go ahead and tell me a little bit about this particular house.
I'm not real sure who she bought it from, but we moved it in, pulled it with trucks down this highway, and I was along. We didn't have it too well organized, but I was on top of the house holding up the wires.
Oh, no, as you went underneath them.
So we made it all right, and then she done quite a bit of work on it. She, moving over these old rough roads, shook the fireplace chimney down pretty well, and she rebuilt that, and she put that siding on. I'm sure she put the siding on mm. and done quite a little work on it. She done a bunch of work inside it too.
Mm.
And she lived here the last 20 years before.
So the little Quonset hut would have been off to the
left,
off to the east. And mm-hmm. you said when after Kate died and things were sold, someone purchased
yes.
the Quonset hut, is that right?
Uh-huh. Ooh. Sheesh.
Woo. We are into the dust now, aren't we?
I say. Oh, these old roads are dry. I guess that was a milk truck, huh?
I guess so. Here comes another one.
Oh, no. Shall we go in? You want to look it over a little more?
Sure. Sounds fine to me. Do you think we'll find any rattlesnakes out here like she did?
Oh, no. I'm sure that they're pretty well gone now. There's once in a while, I guess, you still see one, but I think they're pretty well moved out.
Well, we did see that bull snake at the cemetery, so I guess... Mr. Adamson and I are standing a little bit to the southeast of Kate's back door, and we're looking at the well. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this?
Well, we dug this well, Kate's brother and I and the hired man by hand, and then blocked it up, and then this is, of course, where we got our water, and she had a little trap door that That was our Frigidaire too. We lowered the butter and a little bit of stuff down in there to keep cool.
Mm. And she used this clear until 1969 then.
Mm-hmm.
No refrigeration on the place at all.
No, nothing.
Tough lady.
And no water in the house. The water, the well wasn't deep enough for, you know, the water wasn't too good. So that's why she hauled water from Fort Lupton.
I see.
It was plenty of water and great to wash dishes and all that, but it wasn't too good for drinking.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was your outhouse? Has it been taken down?
Yeah.
It was out past the barn a little bit?
Yeah, back out in there.
I see.
This corral wasn't, somebody else built it since it's been sold. So.
I see.
But that was part of the old shed. We had another shed back in there. I think that pile of debris there is where they sort of just dozed the old shed into
I
a
see.
Pile. Because it was made of, well, we just got cottonwoods and woven wire and then filled the woven wire with straw. It was pretty native old sheds.
A little bit rustic maybe, huh?
Yeah, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, should we walk around the back of the house?
Okay.
So did she dig her own cellar then under the house?
Yes.
She must have when she brought this house in.
Yes, right. It we just set it on, built a sort of a foundation best we could and set it on there, and then she dug her own cellar and replaced that chimney and done a lot of work on it.
Did she plant most of the trees around the house, do you
yes.
know?
Uh-huh.
And then did she have a garden close by?
Yeah, right. Just the other side of that row of trees was her garden. She had about a half acre of watermelons, cantaloupes, tomatoes, onions. Hmm. She had quite a garden.
Now, this house that we're looking at over here, was this one of the houses that she lived in or she lived
yes,
in?
Yes, that's where Jack and her lived when they, after they moved out of this place across the street.
I see, they moved over there
yes.
first.
They had a real nice place there, full basement and a nice house on it.
And do you know who lives there now?
Well, some of the Nicholses. Roy Nichols was the old father, and that's where he lived until he died. And now one of the boys lives there. I don't know where.
I see. But essentially, it was these three places, in addition to the Box Elder Creek residence, that was her home.
Yes.
Pretty much in all of her life then, this area.
Yes, right around in here, yeah.
Where did the Brewers live? You were talking a little earlier about some of the moonshine.
They're on down the road about 2 miles.
So they were closer to the Box Elder Creek
yes.
area.
That's right.
I see.
They still live there. The young Fred Brewer, he's, well, young. He's my age, so he's pretty young.
He's young.
Yeah, and then they have 2 sons, and one of them live there. And their daughter lives right close there. She married a Harkis boy, and she lives on right in the same area.
I see. Okay.
The Kanzers, they lived over here at Fort Lupton.
I see.
Rock. Not Fort Lupton, but what's the name of that place this side of Fort Lupton?
Flatville?
Flatville.
Okay.
They lived over there.
I see.
What's his name?
So you have owned the property for the last 12
no,
years,
I'm,
or
I'm just
renting you're renting the property?
Yes.
I see.
So this is where Kate and Jack lived when Kate killed those rattlers, and they took the pictures right here. I don't know if that's the same old barn or not. I suppose it is.
The what?
That barn. They took
pictures. Oh, yeah, that's the same old
the
barn.
The original barn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
but
where they took the pictures. When
I couldn't keep the place up. I got disabled, and I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
My wife, 2 young children, are living in Greeley. Uh-huh. They just pulled out. That's all they know. And they left her here with me.
I see.
And they won't take care of her. And she's got a brother living in Eaton. And brother living in
LaSalle.
And a sister living in LaSalle. And one sister living in Evan. And they just won't take care of them at all. But they just left her here.
So you have a garden and farm out here then?
Well,
rent it out here?
I couldn't raise a garden this year. I got disabled. And I just couldn't do anything. No help. Oh, Floyd, why don't you come on over here and sit down?
Oh, we probably shouldn't.
We got a lot
stay
to
too
do.
Long.
Why?
Well, we're just checking out all the things that kind of where Kate killed the snakes. And,
yeah, I see.
Where she lived at the time.
Well,
Mr. Adamson lives in California now, and he's out here on vacation for a few weeks, and so he brought some of her things donated them to the museum. So I'm just collecting additional information and photographs of where she lived and of his early life out here in this in the Four-Way area.
Well, who owns this over here now?
Thomason.
Which one?
That's a good question. Orville's brother, I don't know which one.
Oh, he lives up here on 52.
Yeah.
Just a young guy.
Yeah.
I just want to go downstairs and say, you'll be there soon. Very, very soon.
Looks like you raise a lot of dogs out here.
Well.
They're your constant companions.
Well, I don't know what I'd do without them. I swear I
don't. What's the matter?
Well, if we have your permission, we would like to take a photograph of the barn, if that's okay.
Go right ahead,
and where she lives, so
well,
I would appreciate that.
There's a real estate man there in Denver that owns this here now.
I see.
And his name is, I can't think of it now. Oh, Thomas Brown. He's a real estate man there in Greeley, or in Denver. He owns it. And Ralph Campbell up here, he lives on up the road up here. And he's the one farming the place.
Oh.
But I just got the place where I couldn't do anything. That's the reason I just let everything go. I just got the place where I couldn't do anything. But Dale, stuck out there. I don't know what I'm going to do before winter comes. Of course, winter is just right around the corner.
It's getting close.
It was cold here this morning. I don't mean maybe it was cold.
Do you have a good heating system in the house or not?
Well, I've got it all hooked up for propane. Propane. And I got a kerosene heater, and I got a coal and wood heater in there.
Well, then you shouldn't suffer from the cold this winter.
No, I shouldn't. Well, folks, anything you want to do around here, go right ahead and do it.
Well, thank you. Mr. Webb, thank you very much.
I'm very glad I met you, folks.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Well,
letting us do this.
It
was nice to meet you.
Here's something up here.
So you feel that this is the barn where she skinned the snakes and had the early photos of the skinned snakes taken?
Yes, I'm sure this is I know it's a place, and I'm sure that's the old barn.
Okay.
What's left of it.
Great. I'm going to snap a photo or two, and then I guess we can be on our way.
Okay, this is a this is the spot, anyway.
Okay. We're now in the front yard of Mrs. Doughty, a neighbor of Rattlesnake Kate's. The Doughtys live about a quarter of a mile east of Kate's place on the north side of the road. You're about to tell me a Kate story?
Yeah. Don and his brother Jerry was coming down the road this way, and they saw her laying out by side the road. Well, she'd had this stroke. Mm. And so, of course, they stopped and went over to her, and you know how she was. She said, "Don't bother me, I'll be all right," you know. Well, they couldn't, and there was a red ant bed there.
No, no.
So then my daughter-in-law come along, and she got all excited, so she run and called the ambulance. So Don and Jerry carry her in the house, and she told them what pills to give her, pills. So they gave her this pill, and she laid there. Well, the ambulance come and took her to Greeley. Well, she had the stroke paralyzed her arm, and she just stayed in the hospital that one night, and she had fits all night long. The next day, her niece come and got her out of the hospital and took her home. So I thought, well, I better run down and see how she is, you know. Here she was sitting, and she had a long stocking with a flat iron in it, tied around her hand here. Her hand was drawn up, see, tight. She had it in there working, and she was pulling that hand back out, pulling that iron back and up and down and up and down.
That sounds like her.
So I said, of course, I didn't know she was mad about him taking her to the hospital. And I was sitting there talking to her. And she said, "Well, it would help if people just keep their nose out of my business."
What advice, too,
I mean. Yeah, she didn't pull any punches for it. I thought, I better be quiet, you know. She didn't appreciate that fact at all, but you know, if they hadn't come along, she was right by this red ant. So it was quite an experience.
I see.
But you know, she came right out. She pulled that hand back out.
Her own brand of therapy.
Yeah. Of course, she was a nurse. Mm-hmm. I guess she was a nurse, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what, but anyway, that's what she did. She just kept doing this until she pulled that hand back out.
That's a great story.
I never heard too much about that story, but I did know that, I didn't know who helped her.
It was
Don
and Jerry.
Huh.
And, she just wanted to be put in there on the bed and left alone, see?
She didn't want to go to no hospital.
No. Our neighbor, Jim Norrison, is over here. He was in the hospital, and he was just across the hall from her. Mm-hmm. Of course, he knew Kate well, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, "Why all night long?" She gave them nurses fits, you know. So probably the next day, they was glad to let her go home.
That's right.
I bet so.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll never forget going down there and seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Say.
Our youngest boy, the boy used to live over here, Billy Nichols, used to go down and visit her when they was about like this, you know, and she'd tell the story. I think it was Tom Mix. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she liked, I think, the dime novels and the westerns.
Well, she said she used to be in his show or something. That's what she told the boys. And, of course, I didn't know whether it was right or not, but they really loved to go hear her tell all them stories, you know. They just sat there by the hour and listened to that.
I know kids did.
Oh, yeah.
She was comfortable with children.
And after she was gone, Billy went down there, and they found a wine bottle about this high, and it had Kate Slaughterback wrote on it. We still got that.
That's neat.
We thought that was something to really keep.
Right.
Maybe they're not.
No, that's okay.
And she wanted a stove down here in this little old house.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about
that. We was in the process of buying the place, but we hadn't bought it yet. And Don said, "Now, Kate," he said, "I can't help you move that stove." He said, "It's not my land yet." Well, she said, "Mrs.
either.
Well, his wife had gave it to her. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't know whether it was or wasn't, you know. So, but Don said, well, I just can't do that, Kate, because it's not mine yet, you know. Well, she got mad, and I mean, she got mad. It just went on and on. And I could still see Pastor Martin stand there saying, my, oh, my, oh, my. But he'd take her anywhere she wanted to go. He'd come and take her, you know.
Yeah. Pastor Mark, that was his name.
Yeah.
At the Four-Way Baptist.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that he'd take her. She wanted some wine. He'd go take her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he must have been an awful good man. I didn't know him too well.
He's still alive, but he's just a really bad shape.
Is he? Is he over around Hudson?
He's over around Hudson. Yeah. But he just saw him Sunday. Oh, he's so bad. He just wasted away. Mm-hmm. It's some kind of blood tumor. We're not sure. We think it could be. Probably malignant. We don't know.
Yeah.
He hasn't never said it. But he sure is in bad shape. But anyway, the next morning, here she come through with a lady lived over here on the corner. What was her name?
Dickie?
No, clear up on the next road back. Mrs. I can't say those people's names. Her and she had a couple others. They went down there and got the stove.
Hmm.
And sit down there in the yard and burst.
Yeah, I know.